This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. Praise be to Allah. He's worthy of all praise. Peace and blessings on His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Munafiqun, O you who have faith, O believers, do not let your wealth or your children divert your attention from the remembrance of Allah. And dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفَعَلْ ذَلِكَ Whoever does such a thing gets diverted. Such are the ones who will be the losers. So first, this is what can divert us. Allah SWT is mentioning here that family, children, and wealth, which is our business, our commerce, can be work, all of those things are included in that. That may be the nature of the work. It may involve haram. So actually doing the business and earning haram, even though you may be then doing salah, is actually being diverted from the remembrance of Allah SWT. Is it not if you carry on doing that? Because you're ignoring what the salah is saying. And your remembrance of Allah is not sincere. Because in your business and commerce, you're doing against what Allah wants from you. So it may be the nature of the work or the wealth that's the problem. It may be in the children that it is the children who, or the family, pulling you in a direction of kufr. Of avarice and greed, of just dunya, dunya, dunya. That's what everybody's busy with, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Not with the remembrance of Allah. People are busy on what shall we do this weekend, what shall we do this... It's not, there's no problem spending time with the family. But if it's only spending time with our children or families, in material sense, is it not, brothers and sisters? That's the majority. It's a vivid and clear picture. We have little to share with our children of good character, of Allah, the Creator, of what the higher goals in life are. There are very few families who are bringing their children up like that, brothers and sisters, I tell you. And I'm talking about the Muslim world, never mind the non-Muslim world. Never mind in the sense, I don't mean ignore them, but never mind what the state that is in. I'm talking about the Muslim world. So it may be that because of all that, and because we're bringing up with this avarice and greed and material, I want this gift and I want this holiday, I want to go there now, I need to be busy, I need this game now, I need that game, that's all. Life is revolving. That is pulling us also from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it may be the issue's not with the children. Well, it certainly isn't with the children when they're young. We brought them up like that. The issue's with us. It may be that the actual commerce and business we're doing is actually halal. But we are so obsessed with chasing after mal, which is dunya, and fulfilling the desires of the children, because we're full of that. Yeah. And I know examples of it so many over the years of being involved in Islamic world, brothers and sisters, where parents are crying at the end because they wanted highest of education for their daughter and son, become doctor and lawyer, and they never thought two iotas about whether they were going to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So they became those, but the parents are crying in the end because they left the deen at the same time. But what success is that? What have you achieved? What have you achieved for them and for yourself? Except misery. Except misery. So, and maybe a problem with ourselves or what we're actually doing. We're obsessed with the dunya. We're obsessed with, we are ourselves neglecting, and we use the commerce and work and family as an excuse to be diverted from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does that mean? What does that actually mean? Remembrance of Allah doesn't mean that every now and then I say, he believes in God. Oh, she believes in God. I say, hear that so many times now. Actually, in people from our own children and families who are marrying or wanting to marry non-Muslims, the one I want to marry, she believes in God, you know. Doesn't do anything else. So we say, believe in God, as though we should be so grateful for this person that they believe in God. Just to believe in God is an idea, concept in the head. I can say every now and then, yeah, I believe in God. What's after that? Nothing. So what use is that belief in God? Dhikrillah, remembrance of Allah, isn't just to believe in God. Dhikrillah, remembering Allah, is that you do something about that belief and belief in Allah. It's not just a concept that's just left there until death comes, and then you suddenly realize, actually, I did nothing what Allah wanted me to do. What was I here for? I never even discovered or realized. But I believed in God. Yeah? I believed in God. Yeah, there must be a God or designer. All right, let's get on with the world and what we're doing. That is not dhikrillah. Dhikrillah is that we remember Allah. Salah is dhikrillah. The pinnacle of dhikrillah, isn't it? To remember Allah, the purpose of salah is to remind us. And the reminders of who we are, where we're heading, what we're here for. That is the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, just to say Allah, 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 and it has no difference in my life. To go further than that, brothers and sisters, even if I take the Quran out, ritually, every Friday, and most people don't even do that, or I take it out at a funeral, when somebody's died in the family, right, you've got to do a juz, you've got to do a juz, you've got to do a juz, and it has no other relevance to my life, even though I'm reading the dhikr of Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and quickly as possible get the juz over and done with, I didn't understand and let any ayah of it, understand it, penetrate my heart, affect my life, that is not dhikrillah, brothers and sisters. That is us and shaitan duping us, deceiving us, even when we're holding the Quran, to think that is the dhikrillah. That's what we made religion. That is not dhikrillah. Although superficially it seems like dhikrillah. So dhikrillah is much more than that. Dhikrillah is remembering Allah, and then remembering Allah means, what did He send us for? Remembering His guidance, putting His guidance in our lives. Yeah? So those who get distracted from the real remembrance of Allah, and therefore they don't even tell their children because they don't remember Allah themselves. So how do you expect the children to know when you've been brought up with no mention of Allah? And then they go a particular way and they say afterwards we're crying, oh, they're not obedient anymore. That's when we remember. Or for a personal gain. However, that is not dhikrillah. So those who get distracted from the real dhikr of Allah by wealth, by dunya, by children, those are the ones, ulaika humul khasirun, they will be the ones who will be the real losers. And the loss will not be felt here, but in the hereafter. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa lakum min al-ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een amma ba'da yu al-ikhwa. You know, time is short, things have to be said briefly, so I can only give a small message. Dhikrillah, the opposite, In other words, the same thing as being diverted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance is to forget Allah, is it not? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And don't be those who forgot Allah. This forgetfulness is not the forgetfulness that we are forgiven for. This forgetfulness is used in a rhetoric sense to mean those who ignored Allah purposely. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. So He, Allah, made them forget themselves. What does that mean? Forget themselves means Allah made a law. Allah has established as part of His sunnah, sunnat Allah, that if you ignore Allah, then Allah will have no relevance. God will have no relevance in your lives. And therefore, you will be fasiqoon. You will do willy-nilly whatever you feel like, whatever your desires take you, wherever shaitan pulls you from, this forelock, this way or that way. That is forgetting Allah. And there, Him making you forget yourself means He's made you forget what you were sent here for. Because you don't want to, He's not forcing that. That doesn't mean Allah's forcing and on purpose making you forget. You intend to ignore Allah and it has consequences. Because then the consequence is you become fasiq. Your life is full of fisq. Yeah. So that's here ayah mentions the consequence in this life. In other words, you will be running behind and after your desires. You made yourself in the position of God when you ignored and put Allah aside on purpose. That's what it means to forget Allah here. But akhirah has a consequence as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذُوكُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. فَذُوكُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا إِنَّا نَسِيْنَاكُمْ وَذُوكُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So Allah is saying, so taste now, meaning the punishment, terrible punishment of hellfire, because you forgot, nasitum, the meeting of this day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, of the day of resurrection. Forgot here doesn't mean to say you purposely ignored and put aside and threw it aside the meeting of this day. You did nothing for it. You weren't interested in it. Nasitum liqa'a yawmikum. And Allah then say, so I forget you. Allah doesn't forget anything. So what does this forget mean? Allah doesn't forget anything. So that's not the apparent meaning. The apparent meaning is rhetorical. In return, I will now ignore you. Now you'll have your consequences of purposely ignoring me. And Allah ignoring you means Allah's going to put you in His hellfire. That's why it's saying you're going to get punishment because of that. Because you purposely went against and didn't want anything to do with the purpose that you were sent for and the Creator who sent you and gave you so much. Yeah? وَأَنْسَاكُمْ and Allah saying, I forgot you. فَذُوكُوا بِمَا فَأَذَابُ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So taste all of you now the punishment which is everlasting because of what you used to do. What you used to do isn't just forgetting, ignoring God, because ignoring God leads to your behavior and a'mal which are not good. It is all about me, selfish, greed, filling my, if it suits me, I'll do it, if it doesn't, okay? Whereas the real subservience and remembering Allah requires, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So be in awe and fear and reverence of Allah as much as you can. وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And listen, all of you, and obey. That is believing in God. That is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I say, yeah, listen, obey. I don't even know what Allah is saying. I'm not interested in what Allah is saying. Then my claim of remembering Allah, my claim of even loving Allah is a false claim. Is a false claim. I'm being deluded by shaitan. What did Allah say? لَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Do not let the life of this dunya deceive you. thinking that you're going to be here and that happiness is all linked with your wealth and, you know, material and what you have and of eating or wearing of goods. Don't be deceived. All of it's going to disappear like that at your death. And after that, it's also going to be disappear anyway for everybody to be folded up. وَلَا يَغُرْنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ And do not let the deceiver, deceive you about Allah. Deceive you about Allah? He wants to make you forget and ignore Allah. He wants you to think, oh, and now we have so many questioning, oh, I don't like that, what the Quran says, or Islam says this, and putting doubts. This is from shaitan, doubts coming in many people's minds. Yeah, and in the end, it's a carcass. In the end, there's no obedience to Allah. Yeah? Hear and obey means that you're not deceived. Shaitan wants to, the biggest of his deceptions I've mentioned before, and I'll finish with this, is shaitan putting doubts in the hearts and minds of believers about Allah, which means about Islam, which means about the Quran. Yeah. Not about scholarly opinions, about the very fundamental foundation. Yeah. That doubt is the... SubhanAllah, brothers, we have a heritage of difference of opinion amongst ulama, sometimes like this, one on this side, one on that side. Yeah, and sometimes a lot in the middle. But we have so many, and where there's room for opinion, that is all still within the fold. But doubt about Allah, doubt about the very foundations, that's the most dangerous, obviously, because the next step is kufr. And that's where shaitan really wants to put the seed. And this is much more prevalent in today's world with social media, YouTube, and all kinds of rubbish that's been played out there. And the avarice and greed and selfishness that's produced in the dunya that we live in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our children, make us be of those who really remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us regular in salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that salah an effect on our hearts and minds and our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand our deen, open and enlighten our hearts and our minds and our lives, and guide us and keep us on Surat al-Mustaqim and our children on Surat al-Mustaqim. And keep us protected from the whispers and doubts of Shaitan, the deceiver. Inna lahu alaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik ala.